If you ever run into a tiger, this is what you want to hear. That's the sound of a happy tiger. Tigers don't purr like house cats, so they make this sound with their nostrils instead. It's called prusten, from the German word for snorting. Here's what you don't want to hear. That's a territorial moan, telling other tigers and you to keep your distance. These sounds are part of a study of tiger vocalizations at the Henry Doorly Zoo in Omaha, Nebraska. It was presented at Acoustics 08, a conference that took place in Paris earlier this month. A team led by Edward Walsh, an acoustic physiologist at Boys Town National Research Hospital, analyzed the frequency spectrum of these vocalizations, like the sound of this unhappy tiger cub. When they anesthetized tigers and played a range of sounds, they measured brain activation. The results show that tigers are able to produce and perceive sounds in the infrasound range, lower in frequency than most animals can hear. For example, here's a confrontational roar. Packed into that roar is an infrasonic component that humans can't hear. This study is one of the very first hearing tests of large carnivores. Researchers at the conference also presented the first hearing test of polar bears. That's the threatening grumble and snort of a 1,000-pound bear. Instead of anesthetizing this animal, like the tigers, a team led by Ann Bowles at the HUBC World Research Institute in San Diego, California, trained polar bears to respond to sounds played through speakers. Now, the results of that hearing test show that polar bears may have excellent hearing, but they are only sensitive to sounds within frequencies between 125 Hz and 20,000 Hz. That's similar to humans, and not quite as broad a range as smaller carnivorous animals. Knowing what endangered animals such as tigers and polar bears can and cannot hear will help conservation biologists protect them from noise pollution. And here's a completely different sound that was heard at the acoustics conference. This is the sound of the Antarctic ice shelf cracking and breaking. It was recorded by Alexander Gavrilov and Bing-Kui Li, marine acousticians at Curtin University of Technology in Perth, Australia. The sound has been sped up 20 times faster to make it audible to the human ear. The ice shelf surrounding Antarctica is very sensitive to global warming, and there have been some dramatic breaks in the ice over the past two decades. But it's not clear yet whether this is directly due to climate change or part of natural variation. The problem is that monitoring the ice with satellites only reveals the big events. There are thousands of small cracks and breaks that are never recorded, at least not visually. Gavrilov and Lee have been listening to the ice using hydrophones in the Indian Ocean, which were originally put in place to detect nuclear explosions. It turns out that the water around Antarctica is alive with sound. This, for example, is the bizarre sound of an iceberg after a collision, again sped up 20 times. Gavrilov and Lee kept a tally of the cracks and breaks over the past 7 years. They found about a dozen of these per day on average. And while the number waxed and waned with the seasons, there was no trend over the entire period. That's good news for two reasons. First, it indicates that the rate of breakup of the Antarctic ice shelf isn't increasing, at least not on that timescale. But also, we now have a baseline. By keeping an ear to the ice, scientists will be able to detect any increase in ice shelf degradation in the decades to come. This is John Bohannon reporting for Science Magazine from Paris.